I also like this episode as well. It's a great life. The fact that we have the ability to create life is pretty amazing.
That shit's still like crazy.
Like something that shoots out our dick, sits in the womb, create life.
Like a little fucking little sperm cell.
And you hang, and it stays in a woman's body like a kangaroo baby or some shit for 9 months. And then it's ready to get baked out of the oven and live the life of a human being.
Yo. That shit powerful. But in this house, the shit shirt, you won't be seeing my name. You won't be seeing my motherfucking
DNA. Oof. And since the population is so big that I think about it, if the death plague came back into play, I'm definitely never leaving outside this fucking house. Put something back up to close the door if I'm sure. What do you say?
You have forgotten, but your name is Princess Mira Rose. So you're a princess then. You are living in lavish rooms inside a castle, so I suppose it makes sense. Oh, yes. You're probably wondering why you're here. What became of this land and all its people? Why it is you remember nothing? Allow searching for the last living soul. Searching for you. So it seems Javelier will not rest until I am dead. You risk your life by staying here, so why wouldn't you just run? According to the letter, Javelier cannot enter the castle, and I'm safe as long as I am inside. Are you sure? Yes. It reads. Javelier seeks to slay she who has become a princess without subjects. Running will do no good. The monster will chase until you are caught and killed. Finally, it says, I close this by asking you to defeat Javelier. It should be a simple enough task for a witch. Use your power to kill the ruthless demon. End this once and for all, if not for your own sake, then for the sake of those who have already suffered and perished. And there you have it. Huh.
I'd be like, then you could get the fuck out of my place.
You already know, like, you ain't getting nothing from me. Why the fuck you brought down my shit to?
And I fed you, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Give you a place to sleep.
I like that shit.
This bed is so soft and fluffy. I haven't been this comfortable forever.
I'm sorry. Do you just call this perfect woman a bitch?
You said it's perfect girl, yeah.
I mean, she described herself. Everybody has flaws.
Yeah. I don't think she used to,
What?
She should be used to this.
Oh, with the princess?
Yeah, princess. Mm. Not
mm.
the princess first. Mm. Seems like I can gain nothing from you. The opportunity's bullshit.
Mm. We men, man, shit.
Morning. The prince just finished baking.
They colonized the shit.
Mm.
Saying doing it for the greater good.
Yes, I suppose that does sound strange. I don't know why, but my body seems to remember how to cook just fine. Anyway, let's have breakfast while it's still warm. Looks delicious. So good. I'm glad to hear it. Maybe chat when we eat breakfast. I'd like to strategize for tonight. You're going to try to defeat Javelier, right? Yes, and I was hoping you might help me to prepare. Well, you gave me a warm bed for the night and then fed me. Helping you prep is the least I can do. Then I don't suppose you'd help me fight him, would you? No, it's still a no. Worth a try. I don't understand. If the palace is safe, like the letter said, then don't you also have the choice of not fighting? That is, if you believe the letter to be completely credible. I don't believe the letter to be fake. The resentment for Javelier feels far too palpable. How strange, and why do you think that is? Well, I can feel it. The author's hate for Javelier. It's so authentic. I can't possibly doubt it. And for some reason, I share those feelings.
think they ought to be leaving like little hints in there and shit. Was you even paying attention? No. To her response, the way how she said it. No, about the hatred and shit.
It all depends on your definition of finish.
Yeah, because you wasn't paying attention.
So, you can talk to because we got time.
Mira Rosa's plan was to trick Jevelyn.
Okay, it's Paul. It's what we got time for.
Now.
Alright, then shut the fuck up.
We are chasing our children in the trap. Once in the hole, relentless magical attacks. It's basic, but even if it just prevents a counterattack, it could still be quite effective. The flaw in this plan is that the preparations are a huge pain. This is nothing, for I am Yash and Michelina. To the trifle. Thank you for your help. It's almost time. Let's meet up again later, and I'll be sure to treat you to a delicious dinner.
Independent. That's what I'm talking about. That nigga any chance to come after me.
With the ice out.
Oh no,
You heard her call him father. T-shirt have a cook.
He killed my child. It was that day I swore that I would kill everything else.
Damn.
First, I had to make the castle a safe place. I put up a barrier that would only allow mages to enter. I see. And that's why Javelier couldn't get into the castle. Right after that, I left a letter for myself, and I cursed my father, turning him into a monster. The spell was so powerful it would cost me my memories. It was your father. He destroyed this entire country and its people. That's right. He ate his beloved subjects. And he did it while still aware that he was the king. That monster ate the subjects whether he wished to or not. That should have made him understand how it felt to have the things dear to you, the things you love, snatched away. Now he knows my pain.
That was some writing for your ass. Yo, shout out to the fucking writer. I think this is my other favorite.
Hey, the bread's done baking.
You're welcome.
I'm not thanking you. The divine Jesus told me to knock on the door and.
All right, fans, comment in our inboxes and let us know, did that sound like some bullshit that he spit? I think the reason why she said no in the first place of not helping her take down the dragon is to set no expectations of her, which I can't agree with. If I would have straight away said, I'll help you with this, how much will you be expecting out of me, and how much I'd be willing to give on that inspection? So I can see why she did it, and I can't be mad at her. Yeah,
she's powerful
as shit. Yeah. But imagine helping her and she got like trial for this shit, and then will you get accused along with this for helping? Yeah. Like,
I love that fucking writing though. Like, the storyline was so, that shit was beautiful. Mm. Like, you would have never thought that shit.
And it kept you guessing, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, who is this person? And then she said father, and then after she got the job done, her memory came back. Well, I remember now. Yo, that shit's powerful. The writing. The shit.
It got triggered because of the flames. That's how the nigga got killed.
That's so beautiful. Like, even that stuff, like, it's those little things that really just be like, yo, fucking power. You remember it from, like, you remember whatever happened from whatever it's called.
Mm. That makes sense. But I'm glad in that way. It's like when she lost her mind, it's like her body was still mature.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't went to no baby mindset or none of that shit.
How about that? That's some good shit.
So.
Yo, that shit powerful, though. Like, her dad doing that fucked up ass shit, you would never know. And I don't know, like, when you hear finally, you're like, she merciful? Damn. And then when you look back to her, like, oh, fuck you. Yes, definitely.
Oh, like, how is her father a dragon?
Yeah, that's some good shit. Dragons. lightly off the chain. We did, but that's, this is some fresh shit right here. Just let y'all know, I put all of my finger on this shit. You know,
yo.
I told him about it. I finished the season already. Uh-huh.
We're on some for real shit. I'm looking for a writer though. So if anybody out there that need like an idealist on their team, I'm your boy. Let's get that paper. Let's make something. Let's not half-ass it like these little fuck shows. Let's make it something like this on this level. Be unique. And I'm not down for copycatting either. So all original. That's so weird. Growing like patches of hair on your chin, everything that touches you feel like something's pulling at it. Like, what the fuck?
That's copyright.
Wait, it's all this space in this fucking air, and this guy, and you gotta come in my direction? Like, you couldn't go around me?
The pages in their show are
card, don't they? See that pretty face. You know how
they go. Good day. Thanks for the invite. May I help you?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, assuming that you are the Ashley Michelina.
We're of students of the Academy. The Royal Magic Academy, I mean.
Are you talking about the school I visited earlier? What could you want with me?
Well, you see, we were wondering, could you come with us, please? And could you not ask us any questions on the way?
Why would I do that?
I just asked you not to ask any questions.
What? Not happening.
Will you at least tell us why not?
It doesn't interest me. Please move.
I can understand why you might hesitate, of course, but you have my word that you can trust me. Now, shall we go?
No, thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, guys. Looks like this one's gonna take a little bit of teamwork.
I'm not so sure. I bet I could catch you on my own.
You wanna catch me? Why would you?
No way. You can't have all the glory.
That's what you think.
I have no idea what is going on here, but...
Hey, come back here. Oh, no. She's getting away.
I just hope she doesn't make it too far.
You guys head on out toward the river. The rest of you split off and go circle around the state guest house.
They're fucking wild.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to
I'm going to fuck.
Ha-ha! fancy seeing you here, Madam Witch.
Come along and don't make a fuss.
Quick. They do know the lay of the land better than me.
That was smooth. That's it, nicely.
Yeah,
damn.
I've seen
it
all,
motherfuckers.
May as well have a
good fight. I got you! Surrender!
No.
Nah.
No, she's about to tell her how she figured it out.
No, not at all. after I'd written about 100 pages of the
You think she got bored?
I went back and read it. It was so bad I collapsed to the floor, writhing in embarrassment.
Wow.
I stuffed it in my travel bag and forgot about it. Which would have been no problem, except that one day I was visiting a certain country and decided to sell my bag. I hadn't known it, but apparently the bag belonged to a legendary traveler.
Man with no lies.
The name changed about 6 months back. Mm-hmm. As the new name suggests, we have become a country with no liars.
Mm-hmm.
Once you cross this threshold, you will no longer be able to lie, even if you're a witch.
How in the world did you find yourself in this situation?
Well, it's all to do with the mysterious magical power of the king's sword, you see. That sword is brimming with magic. He uses it to place a barrier around the entire country that prohibits those within from lying.
That sounds kind of shady if you ask me.
Look at you! You're already starting to be honest of your own accord. And frankly, I'm inclined to agree with you, miss. So, what would you like to do next? Will you stay and visit?
Let me think. On one hand, the whole thing is highly suspicious. But on the other, I suppose it could make a good story. So it couldn't hurt to take a quick look.
You are an honest one. Step this way to the land of truth tellers, miss. Welcome to our damn country!
Hmm. Yep. So the audience know what the fuck we're about to talk about. You said take charge. I did. Now follow.
Big Daddy.
Follow.
Remember to back that shit up?
This car don't stop for nobody.
I'll try saying I am not beautiful and we'll see what happens. Regrettably, I am not a beautiful and not...
What's wrong with that, bitch?
How about that? My mom corrected me all on its own. For some reason, I didn't believe them when they said that the rule even applied to witches. As long as we're being honest, though, it's a little too quiet for my liking. It's weird. I wonder why no one's talking. Those look good. Excuse me, are these freshly baked? Perfect, I'll take one then. Ugh, are you kidding? It's so hard to try. It's practically stale. Probably unsold right from yesterday. But she made it sound like these were fresh. Some honest country this is turning out to be. When they told me no one here could lie anymore, I assumed that meant the people would be more pure somehow. Unfortunately, I guess I was wrong. Instead, everybody seems so distant and cold, and every interaction is just so strained. I wonder what made the king decide to control his subjects like this, and if it was worth it. You're the witch dispatch from the United Magic Association, right? No, I'm sorry. You're looking for someone else. For the unaware, the United Magic Association is an organization that sends representatives to settle magical disputes around the world. Association witches have an extra brooch. It's the easiest way to pick them out. They're shaped like a moon. Sorry. Well, that was a bit odd. If this enchantment is really as strong as it appears to be, then I wonder if it applies to written text as well. New sweets available. Actually, we just added some new ingredients to old products. Okay. A mystery woven by a brand new author. Our local critics were stunned by how dreadfully boring it turned out to be. I see. I'll try it myself. Let me see. I'll write something like, I have a twisted personality, and see if it changes. Shady, but I can't deny the spell is incredible.
You're so stubborn, it makes me sick. Sorry, Thomas. I'd watch my mouth if I were you.
You stinky bastard, I wish you'd die already.
If one of us is gonna die, then it should be you.
There, you see, we used to be.
Hey, yo. That's how these motherfuckers connect with each other.
Finally, here's the place to be. whatever this is. Shouldn't someone try to stop them?
It's fine. They help the rest of us blow off some steam. Because
you're a piece of shit as well.
That's one way of looking at it. Why is everyone in this country so reluctant to speak out loud?
Come on, you have to know by now that it's impossible to lie here. So if we try to talk to each other, we just end up fighting like they are. For which you sure are stupid. There, you see, we used to be peaceful. All this is the fault of our idiot king. What?
That's the reverse of the situation. You try to give it back.
Yo, I want to win this time. Get your glasses. No, I won't take them. No. No, fuck.
You can't make me.
Yo, real shit. The fuck? No, I haven't experienced this in my life before. Like, sit like that. I'm like, get your shit. Ain't mine. I don't steal your shit. Take it. No. Can I come see you?
So, have you responded to that?
Huh?
Have you responded to that?
What?
He asked, can he come see you?
No, he's here.
Oh, he didn't say that?
No, I was making up a dialogue. So. Last thing he said was, are you good? I don't want this fucking mess. Get this shit.
Honestly, I would have thought that shit in trash. There's nothing for you.
You already know how that's gonna look like. I feel like you'll be petty enough to take me to court or some shit. I'll be dealing with it. Happy hair.
I mean, you got proof that you try to give me back. Shit. Sell it on eBay or some shit. Or mail it to his house. Damn. Y'all be like building some slick shit. Like, y'all, I'm gonna come over with your ass.
I just want to let me know how to eat. Like, bitch, you already knew what it was.
Yo, be like, yo, drop that Addy. I'm feeling nasty tonight.
Yo, I'm here. Shit.
No, I'm saying, just get that shit and just mail his glasses.
Yo, like, here you go.
Or, like, take an Uber, drop off the glasses.
Yo, bro, shit. That's like the petty of the petty.
What?
Because
he's
going to try to leave the door away.
Oh, yeah.
Like a gateway.
Like, oh, he been listening to that song. I leave the door open. I'm going to leave the door open.
How the fuck you saying that?
He's
like, what you saying? Like, what the fuck? He's trying to keep me in his back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Shit you said.
His booty pocket.
You bet it does. And that's no coincidence, by the way, because I specifically requested that my teacher choose a word close to action. Of course you did. So I take it you're part of the United Magic Association, right?
Yeah, if I wanted to travel around like you do and still make some money, so I figured the association was the easiest way to do it. In fact, I came here on official business.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I bought something expensive recently, but 12. I couldn't really afford, so I need to pull some extra hours. Now that you mention...
You're on six. We're halfway there. Are you rushing?
Great. No. Can you tell me who it was? Unfortunately, I couldn't find a name or address anywhere that requested.
By the what?
Back again, you incompetent waste of magic? Get out of my sight right now!
You didn't grab that shit,
no? No, nigga, I'm not bringing my bag on this one.
I mean, want to be back here when you have something to eat and then watch, you know?
You're already 8 minutes in.
You're
not about to know. Get out of my sight,
mate. I'm not reading that.
Please don't tell me it's the weirdo over there. It's you. In any case, do you maybe want to let go of me? No, I'm alright just like this. Excuse us. You've been looking for a wish dispatched by the association, have you not? Wonderful, then please allow me to introduce you to my friend, Sayan. Come on, friend is a little too formal, don't you think? Well, hello there, friend. I'm Ahemia. Sorry I completely forgot to write my name and address in the letter I sent to you.
Don't fuck that.
Please, Miss Ahemia, tell us why it is you have a notepad. Is it that you can't talk to us, or that you won't talk to us? It's kind of a lengthy story. But I lost my voice. Don't tell me you're gonna write down the entire story. Oh boy, this is gonna take a long time, isn't it? And so the poor voiceless witch told us her tale of woe. Or rather, she scribbled it. From what we could understand, about 6 months ago, while Ahemia was still employed at the palace, she received a request from the king.
Heed my words, Quicksand Witch Ahemia, and use whatever power you see fit to rid my country of all its liars. My retainers have rarely been truthful with me. From this day forward, I wish to be surrounded only by those who are completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where to begin.
Not the
beginning. But if I can figure out some way to do this task, then maybe we
You said not the beginning?
Not the beginning.
Beginning.
I can dream, right?
Okay.
I'm
sorry, where's your girlfriends at?
I know, they would have
past experience.
An intriguing solution. As long as I possess this magic sword, I can activate a barrier around my entire country that will prevent all lying. A land full of nothing but truth tellers. It's perfect.
What is that?
But I have to say, this sword is really lame. So gaudy. I know it's necessary, but I hate that I have to hold on to something this tacky.
And so, that's how the land of truth-tellers
was born. Oh, yeah, he was just being honest.
Of course, since Ahemia could no longer use magic after gifting the king his new sword, she ultimately ended up getting kicked out of the palace.
Damn. Was it right for it?
I mean, to be fair, you were hired to be a witch. What did you think was going to happen if you lost your magic? You gave up your voice and your magic just to please him? That's a lot of emotional baggage. Knowing all that probably made the king really uncomfortable. So your request is to put this country back to the way it was before, right? How are we supposed to get things back to normal, though? Mom!
time he leaves the castle, right? The perfect Elena and I can share a room for the next month, and we'll eat and sleep together and brush each other's hair! Oh, and we can make water by bathing together too! We'll go to the bathroom!
Yeah, she's part of this
room. About the time for it all. Okay, but if we can't actually lie, then how are we ever going to get inside? I mean, it doesn't look like we can just fly in from the sky, and ground security will be pretty tight, I'm guessing.
Well, we are in the land of truth tellers, so lying to gain access to the palace is not really an option.
Except what?
I think we'll be needing that notepad of yours.
We will?
It's send out pictures.
She's been homeless for a whole 6 months. Well, he hired her. She was never supposed to stay there after that job. She gave up everything for that job. Which, yeah. I see where you're coming from. He should have did something for her. Yes. But also, he's not fully reliable for her. So where's her witches at? You know, you would expect them with a sentence.
Mr. Dormant, sir, do you understand the words that we wrote down for you here?
The banishment of Ekemia has been rescinded.
And then now
she's
to
enter the castle.
Gotta be a lot of
emotional baggage. Exactly. The charcoal witch.
Yes, you're
we have permission from the king of this country? Are you serious? No way. You're lying to me, aren't you?
How can you ask that in the land of truth tellers? I thought that lying in this country was impossible.
That's true.
Meaning that you'll let us enter?
Wow, I can't believe that works. You really are a genius, Miss Elena.
It was actually simple. We just had to write the sentences down in chunks. Since none of the parts contained any lies specifically, they could be written down. Then they just had to be read in the correct order. You could write practically anything at all, and the people here would believe it.
Just like they say, the pen is mightier than the sword.
We might find out soon enough.
Well, it's all up to you, Ekemia. Lead the way to the infamous throne room. Hello there, creepy shadow man. Are you the king?
Indeed, I am.
Please let go of that sword, sire. Do as she says.
Oh boy, the intruders are three witches. Look, one of them's Ekemia. Hey, long time no see.
Such a pain. I'm tired.
The pretty flat-chested gray-haired one's my favorite. I think the boyish girl's my type.
Sorry, buddy. Unfortunately for you, my heart already belongs to another.
Please don't look at me when you say that. More importantly, I'm going to need your help with handling all of the guards. That way I can focus on getting the truth sword from the king.
You can count on Saya the Charcoal Witch!
It's over. Drop the sword.
It's not over! This sword is my greatest achievement as a king, and with it I shall rule this land with verity. As long as I have it in my hand, I can lead the country in the right direction. I'll never let it go!
Because he hired her. The fuck?
Of course! Is it that obvious? People don't like what you've done to them. Wait, what did you say?
This is the greatest
sure,
thing
the people
ever
in your country are alive, but that doesn't mean evil people won't keep doing bad things. It's true that you became a country full of truth tellers, but this...
So my question is, if you hire someone to enhance a weapon for you, specifically for yourself, since you're a king, and it was, they came back to it was like, hey, actually, I regret it. It's actually too powerful. And they wanted to take it back. You gonna hand that shit back?
Wait, what you say about what?
So let's say, you as the fucking king, hire a fucking witch to make you a fucking weapon. Mm-hmm. Which she done. And then let's say she came back to ask you, hey, can I have this the fuck back? Because the fucking weapon I made for you is too fucking powerful. So will you get the weapon back?
Well,
You know I'm a question person. I'm not just answer. Wow, what you want it for? Like, so I can't answer that. It's one of those.
Like, yeah, so why is that yours?
But I was gonna say, like, his ass, he doing it for, like, you know, food and
long doing. Well, I mean, they basically doing the same thing. They came up to him, they asked, can I have it back? And he was like, fuck no.
Yeah, because he fucking greedy. He trying to off these motherfuckers now, and go, fuck.
Okay, are you gonna hand them the weapon?
I have to ask which one she wanted for. What's up?
Alright, but are you gonna be happy with their answers? Are you going to destroy it?
Then she makes it shorter. But if it's like, if it's something else, or if it's even like something like, you know, she put her voice or her bag, too much magic in there, and now she helpless and homeless, you know, I got a heart, so I ain't with that shit, so of course I'm gonna help
you. Okay.
Like, I'm not a greedy motherfucker, like, that's not
my understandable.
Cell of yours can't just magically make everybody in it a better person. Just because people lie doesn't mean they're inherently evil or bad. Sometimes you need to lie so you don't hurt someone's feelings or ruin a relationship that's important to you. Without those little white lies, people will prey on each other's nerves and it causes them to fight.
That's not true!
If the sword is truth, then lies are like scabbards. She said sire. Sire? I said sire. Just focus on the words, please. You're always so positive. So, if the storm represents truth and lies act as a scabbard,
hey,
they keep
yo,
us from swinging words around recklessly and hurting.
Yo, actually, they need to be with each other.
Oh, you like them as a couple?
They balance each other out. They do. I feel like it remained like they used to be Elena old self, like being so oblivious and shit, and now that she like experienced, like, you know, more of like being in the dungeon.
She kind of remind her of like the joyful days and shit.
Yeah.
Carefree and everything.
Ooh, how about that?
While the other one is more strict.
Yeah.
Reliable and everything.
I never knew that balance, because, like, two, like, you know, bubbly people. Yeah, somebody gotta be, like, the grounded one to be like, all right, come on the same logical. We gotta get this shit done. Mm-hmm. Love that shit.
True that.
Number people, we use lies to keep the truth inside.
How dare you? Don't lecture me, witch.
I hate to interrupt you, but there are too many guards and I'm running out of juice. If I keep going like this, my head might actually explode. Well then, it appears that poor Saya has reached her limit. Let's end this fight, shall we?
What do you mean, end it? Seems like you've used everything you have just to hold back my attacks.
I'm afraid you're wrong on that front. I've been prepared to take that sword from you for a while now. You can see for yourself. Good job, Miss Elena! You broke the spell!
Is it true? Was I actually wrong this entire time?
No, Your Majesty.
Well, she got her purse back. Actually, now that I think about it, that should be a lesson worldwide. Stop trying to paint the Zoro as perfect. Stop hiding much, stop all this fakeness. Like, let kids know, like let them see, like, mature content and shit. So they can, like, see it, like, at least have the knowledge of it. If you just hide this idea from them, like, how the fuck they gonna know?
Man, it's kind of like, you see how, like, he wanted honesty. And, like, all our world in this reality, people don't like the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, they're comfortable with lies, you know what I'm saying? Like, just be honest. Be honest, it's just like, shit, I don't know what else to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my brother. Like, to, like, toward me, like, I'm just honest with my brother, man. Like, look, I don't like that shit. Here. Like,
Mm. unique beings in this house. But I think the biggest people that would have been affected by this is old people. That's the, yeah. They love talking. That's all the fuck they do.
And apologize to the citizens of his country for making it so they could never tell a lie. I don't know if the country will ever be able to go back to how it was.
If this would have happened, like, how would your mom be able to reach you? You can't talk on the phone. So at least you get to see them in person.
Thank you so much for your help. Please have a pleasant journey.
Yeah, so according to the association's rules, I'm supposed to give you a present to thank you for your help.
Well, don't worry about it. Besides, if you do everything strictly by the book, you won't be able to improvise if you need to.
But I already got something for you. Heavy. It's something that big, I swear. Ta-da!
That's it looks awesome. Like a necklace.
That would be fancy.
Mm. Real shit. That's what I don't even like about this whole, like, you know, we paint this picture like you're supposed to figure out life or whatever the fuck. At whatever certain expectation that they have for you at a certain time period. Mm. But in reality, there's endless possibilities of you being whatever you want.
Yep. That's true.
And some people, they don't find their fucking purpose to you. Damn near 50 or some shit. Like, you never know. Like, your purpose could be like a grandparent or some shit. Who knows? But like in reality, yeah, we shouldn't be rushing to be following this or doing. I'm not even gonna say following our purpose, but living life by the book or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting expectations or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit. Cause
it is. It's pretty, right? This thing cost me every coin I had, and I've been waiting to see you again so I could give it to you. It's strange, but the whole reason I had to take this job was because I ran out of money. But then that same job led me here, and I finally got to see you again, so it's like fate! I hope you'll treasure it forever and always think of me!
Okay. Thank you. It's a very thoughtful gift.
Here, let me put it on for you.
Oh, I can do it.
Nah, it's easier this way.
She's blind, like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it looks amazing. And see, now we're matching.
Well, anyway, I should head back to the association branch office. Where will you go next? Who knows? That's the joy of being a traveler.
What?
So, remember when she had a hard time, like, you know, crying, moving and shit, and now when she, you know, she got to see the person that she's in love with, like, a lot, gave her a gift, and then just said, you know, until we meet again, or if we meet again, it was able to, like,
she a little hesitant, but more receptive to it.
Yeah, that's a beautiful fucking thing.
Growth.
Well, I was gonna say, of course, it's still like a struggle, like, to really like somebody, to really, like, be in love with them, like, that shit.
And then be away from them for, like, you know, for a minute.
Yeah. But the acceptance part is so beautiful, to be like, yo, you know, who knows what would happen, but until we meet again, that shit's beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, I gotta give it to her. I've been consistent. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I put you on. I told you this, that shit, and you don't listen.
You put who on? All right, so, when did this come out, since you put me on?
Why you always gotta get to details,
asshole? I'm curious, because I'm curious as well. Like, I would like to know what it was published or whatever the fuck, you know, since you got all the answers and shit.
Wow.
I got questions for you, you know. Yeah, me under that, truth, no lies, motherfucker.